government statement is another few, Wendy.
Thank you, Chair. As you'll know, this report outlines the statutory requirement placed on the authority under the Accounts and Audit Regulations 2015, and it's been written in accordance with the guidance issued by SIPFA and SOLIS. The purpose of this report is to provide yourselves, the committee, with information and to take on board any changes or additions that you feel are necessary before this report comes for final sign-off by the Chief Exec and the Leader of the Council. You will have this report re-presented to you following feedback from yourselves and others across the Council at your July Audit Committee. If it helps members, the annual governance statement itself is obviously attached as Appendix 1. The first section through until paragraph G14 is actually standard text taken from the regulations. Brian's smiling. This is his fault that you're getting this from me now. In terms of changes from the previous annual governance statement, the real changes are in section 6. So part 1 of section 6, which is G15, progress against self-assessment. We've got some changes around providing an update on the programme and project management delivery and more strategic oversight and ownership by the Council through the creation of a strategic programme board. On that board sits the Leader of the Council, the Deputy Leader of the Council, and the Council the Cabinet Member responsible for special projects and procurement. And that board receives papers on those programmes and projects which are considered of high value and high risk to the Council. For example, progress with the PFI, progress with the regeneration programme in particular, progress with commercialisation, progress with digital transformation. That board sits regularly, I think it's every month or every month and a half, and generally in terms of programme and project management there has been a significant amount of work undertaken by the Council in the last year and further work still to come in the next year, this current financial year, on rolling out training and awareness on our new performance management and project management framework. You've already had an update with regards to GDPR compliance through the audit report this morning, and we are going to be monitoring that through the strategic risk register as well. That will be a change from the previous governance statement. The other area where there's been a change is in relation to the corporate peer challenge update. Corporate scrutiny is now monitoring that through the delivery and the action plan on a regular basis, and an annual review of the corporate plan is currently underway. That will be coming to Cabinet in June and through to full Council in July for consideration. Section 2 of Part 6, headed G17, this is a completely new section. So it covers actions needed as a result of the audit reports received in 18 and 19. Again, covers GDPR, strategic partnerships and governance, and project and programme management. Appendix A to the annual governance statement has been updated with all the current document links as required. And Appendix B, which is our self-assessment, there have been a number of changes. I can run through them all in detail. Do you want me to?
Anybody want anything in detail? Or are you happy for just an overview from Wendy?
I'm happy with the overview. Looks pretty comprehensive.
There have been updates and changes under all of the principles set out in Appendix 2. What we can do next time we bring this to you in July is to make those more clear in the document, as we will do with the corporate risk strategy as well, so that it's very evident to yourselves where we've updated.
Anybody have any questions? Reg?
Would you not agree that it's, I'm not sure the word, and not unwise, doesn't seem right to have all the member involvement in this all coming from one political group? You talk about, it says on this G15, it says Corporate Strategic Programme Board and the Member Review Board. But I'm a member and I'm not part of the review board. None of my group is, none of the independent group is. How can that be? How can you speak for all the members of the council when the only people involved in it are members of the Conservative group?
Well, in every council I've ever worked in, that's been pretty well the norm.
That doesn't make it right.
That the administration is actually managing, but we have got in place four actually, because of course audit is also a scrutiny committee on process, procedure and finance, and our corporate scrutiny committee with its associated task and finish groups, and our two other scrutiny committees don't seem to find too much difficulty in identifying what's necessary. I think where we have accepted that we are not performing as well as we should is in making all members aware of significant decisions at the appropriate time. And I think that that has been an issue, and we'll try and improve on that.
Are you happy with that answer, Rick?
It was about what I expected. I mean, they got the upper hand and they're using it. But I think where it says Member Review Board, it should say Conservative Member Review Board, if you were going to be honest. Because somebody outside reading that would think that every member on the council has somehow got some import into the governance of the council, but they haven't. Even as a lot of the Tory group haven't got anything to do with it. And you continually hear how they're left out of things and all the rest of it. We heard it today even. From a leading member, that he didn't know what was going on in the town he represents.
Okay. Wendy.
Thank you, Chair. I think just to add to that, I mean, the point of this statement is to provide yourselves as audit committee with information that gives you comfort that this council is being governed, and I say that with a small g, not a big g, in a way that its decision making is fair and open as required by our constitution and required by the regulations that feed this statement. I think what we have described here is a series of review boards. We can change the title. They could be administration review boards, they could be cabinet member review boards, that monitor the ongoing delivery of projects, but the big decisions around those projects are taken through the formal decision-making processes of the council, whether that be delegated or cabinet decisions, and through full council as and when full council is required to sign off on that decision-making. Now, it may be that the title of those review boards need to change, but I think we need to discern between what is a more internal project management, delivery of projects approach, and then formal decision-making within the council.
Which goes back to the other thing about the delegation and everything. Reggie's not happy.
Well, no, I don't. I know the world I live in, don't I? I just comment, really. I'm going to change that, I think.
Chris?
I think when there was a big Lib Dem majority, it worked.
It was worse.
In the same, it was worse. Working the same way in reverse.
This is not meant to be a political thing.
Can I confirm that when Reg and I were on the council 25 years ago, every the Liberals were totally in control. We didn't just have the two seats.
I don't even
now.
Remember you being there, so that
well, that's
you
very
were
kind.
In
so exactly, and every single chairman and every single vice chairman of every single committee and the council was always Liberals.
Yeah.
Not a single opposition person was ever given representation.
And you could, you had the right to complain about it too, didn't you?
We did.
Right, and I'm using my right to do
it. Regis complained. Stuart, did you have a comment?
No, I was imagining every writer complained, and I would be disappointed if he didn't.
Chris?
Just in response to Rich, that for the first 18 months or so of this administration, the leader had a monthly members' update, which was attended almost entirely by members of his own group, not by members of the opposition groups.
And just to follow on from that, there is a vacancy on this committee as well.
Is, which one is that? Is that
that's it's an
which group?
An opposition,
an opposite, yeah, an independent, I would
yeah.
say, rather oh, than opposition.
Yeah. That's disgraceful, isn't it?
Yeah. So you get a grip of your lot.
No, I'm not in there. I lot.
I'm there.
My lot. We do.
Enough.
We have more than our fair share of committees.
Whatever lot
I'm
it
on
is, whatever
committees as anybody, and I've got a very good attendance.
All the non-conservative members, there is a vacancy here.
You don't have to email me and say, will you be attending? I'm here.
Okay. Did we get down to a recommendation? No, I don't think we did, do we?
Did the update be noted?
Yeah. Right. Recommendation that the update on the annual government statement 2017/18 be noted. And I'll put here, and future reports be amended as suggested. Where are we now?
We need a proposer and a seconder and a vote.
Oh, sorry, yes, could have a proposer. And a seconder, Paul. Vote. Reg?
I'm abstaining.
He's abstaining.
That's exciting. Any extension?